The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Good evening, everyone. A few weeks ago, we gave a shiur on how the avoda mitech avo, when a person serves a kodesh baruch hu from avo, from love, it's far greater than meyira, to serve a kodesh baruch hu from fear. And in this there are many sources in the Chazal, in the sages. In the Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Asiri, devotes an entire perek, an entire chapter to this, in which he summarizes the subject. And in particular, in Halacha Aleph Beis Dalet and Hey, where he writes, Ayemar Odom Harini Eise Mitzvah Satora, Eisig Bechoch Mosse Kedeshe Kabul Kol HaBroches Aksubes Bo. Person shouldn't say that I'm going to fulfill the mitzvahs of the Torah. I'm going to study the wisdom of the Torah in order that I should be a recipient of all of the brachas which are written in the Torah. Or Kedeshe Eske Lachai El Mabo. Or I want to fulfill mitzvahs because then I'll have a portion in the world to come. And I will abstain from the avedas, from the transgressions which the Torah has prohibited, in order that I should be saved from the curses which are written in the Torah, or that I shouldn't be cut off from the world to come. This is not the proper way to serve Hashem. Because someone who serves in this manner, this is what is known as Oved Miyireh. He is serving because of fear. It's interesting, the Rambam categorizes both. If a person serves because he's afraid of the punishment, or if he serves because he wants reward. Both he categorizes as serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of fear. Because his ulterior motive is he's either afraid of the punishment or he's afraid of losing the reward. And this is how it's mashim from the Gemara, and this is also how explicit it's explicit in Rashi Masechet Sota. So he says, and this is not the way that our prophets or our sages served HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, this is all right for young children or the uneducated people to serve this way, because this is where you start someone off. But hopefully when they mature, then they will understand more that this is not the way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even me'aba esek b'torah v'mitzvahs v'heilich m'nesivus ha'chochma le'mibnidove ba'olam. But the way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because of love for him, without any ulterior motive in the world. Le'mibnayirisaroa v'le'kidei li'orishatova. Not because he fears evil or because he wants reward. But he does what is true because this is the truth. He will be rewarded for this. This is without a doubt, but that must not be the motivation, the driving force behind it. And this type of serving is extremely great and high, and not even every wise man merited it. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham served Hashem. Shekor HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu referred to Avraham as his beloved. Lefisha Le'ovad Ela Me'ava. He served only because of love. And this is what we are commanded in Torah Moshe. We are after Es Hashem Elokecha. Parshas Veschanan, in the first parsha of Shema, it states, "We are after Es Hashem Elokecha, you shall love the Lord your God." And then the Rambam goes further, and he elaborates. A person shouldn't say that I'm going to study Torah in order that I'll be able to make a good parnosa, or in order that people will call me a Talmud Chacham or Rebbe, or in order even I'm going to study Torah because I want to have a world to come. No. La'avas Hashem kol ma she'atem eisim leisasu ela me'ava. Whatever you do, it has to be just for the love of Hashem. Be'od omru chachomim b'mitzvesov chofetz mi'od v'lei b'schar mitzvesov. David HaMelech said that I loved your mitzvahs. I loved your mitzvahs, not the reward of your mitzvahs, but your mitzvahs. And so, all of the great sages commanded their students in this way, their talmidim, those that were of that level. And then the Rambam continues. He says, whoever studies Torah in such a manner, or serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a manner, where he has his ulterior motives, that's called Esek Shalei Lishma. That's Shalei L'Shem Shemayim, that's not for the sake of heaven. Nay, the Chachomim said that it is all right for a person to serve or to study Torah Shalei Lishma, because through this he'll come to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu at a higher level. So it's all right to start like that. Therefore, when you teach people to begin with, you tell them that there'll be reward, the good things will come from it, and so forth. But this is only the beginning. A person must grow and grow. This is what the Rambam elaborates here in Perek Asiri of Hilchos Tshuva, and there are many sources for this in the Gemaras. And we spoke about this in a shiur recently. Now, there are contradictions to this, though. And we can ask many questions on this. For example, just as there's a mitzvah essay, a positive commandment, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it states, V'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha, there's also a mitzvah essay, a positive commandment, to fear Hashem, as it states in Akiv, Perek Yud Posuchov, es Hashem Elokecha Tira, that you shall fear the Almighty. This is one of the Taryag mitzvahs, one of the 613 mitzvahs, and the Rambam counts this amongst us in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Gemara brings in Perek Bame Madlikin Masech de Shabbos Daf Lamed Amud Beis that Shlem HaMelech he wrote Kehelis, and he goes through a whole sefer in which he asks all kind of questions and whatnot as to the value of this world. And finally, he concludes by saying, "Seif dover akol nishma." In the end, everything is, after everything is said and done, "Esalakim yiro," you must fear Hashem. That's mitzvahs of shemor, and guard His commandments. Ki ze kol odom. This is the whole person. So here he's saying the whole person is to fear Hashem. And the Gemara brings on that What does it mean, kol ha'odam? This is all of man? Mora brings three opinions. One says, kol elam kule le nivra el bishvil zeh. The whole world was created only for that one or those that will fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Second statement, le nivra kol elam kule el ishokol zeh kineged kol elam kule. The one that will live his life with the fear of Hashem, he's equal to the entire world. Then thirdly it states, le nivra kol adam kule ela letzavas lezeh, that the whole world should join and accompany that person. So here we see there's a mitzvah of yiras Hashem to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Gemara goes further. Also in the Gemara in Perek Bama Malikim, Lamed Aleph Seif Omer Aleph and Omer Beis, yiras Hashem hi eitzorei. This is a pasuk in Yeshayahu Lamed Gimel. The fear of Hashem, this is the eitzor, this is the treasury of Hashem. And Rashi says, "Hu ikar hachoshu be'enov." This is the most valued treasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Le'etzor alasa is kula lezikoren. His greatest value that he has from this world is those that fear him. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Leibora HaKadosh Baruch Hu es olamai elekedei sheyirol milfonov. Yechanan said, why is this? Because the whole reason why Hashem created the world is for those who will have fear for him. As it states, brings from Apostle in Keheles Gimel, Velakim osa sheyirol milfonov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made man in order that he shall fear him. So we see consistently that not only is there a mitzvah to fear Hashem, but it's from the greatest levels. And then we have further in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Ein leila HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'alamai, ela yira shemayim b'vad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in this world, what does he have in this world? What does he take from this world? He has everything. So what does he need in this world? The yira shemayim. The fear that people will have for him. And then Hagatzmacha, we can ask, it states by the Akedah, at the end of Parshas Vayera, when Avraham, and this is what we lay on Rosh Hashanah, when Avraham offered up his son Yitzchok, and the Malach came, the angel came to prevent him from killing Yitzchok, so he said, "Ki ato yodati ki yirei elakim ato." Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that you fear him. So we have all of these questions. From one end we hear that you must not serve Hashem from fear. Fear means you're afraid of what will happen to you if you don't do the mitzvahs. Or you're afraid that you'll lose the reward of the mitzvahs. Whether the reward of this world or the reward of next world. You must not. You must serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu only me'ava, from love. And serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu from fear, that's called shalei lishma. That's not l'shem shamayim, that's not the true way, that's not for the sake of heaven. And also, we brought last time the Gemara brings that those who serve him with love, they have a merit that will protect their generations for 2,000 generations. While those who serve him from fear will only have a merit of 1,000 generations. L'elef dor. And here we have, to the contrary, that just like there's a mitzvah of avas Hashem, there's a mitzvah of yiras Hashem, to fear Hashem. Es Hashem alakecho tiro. And not only that, but it seems that this is the greatest level possible. The answer to this question, the Rambam tells us, gives us. In Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, Perek Beis, Rambam writes as follows. Hokel hanichbod v'haneira hazeh. After in Perek Aleph, where he explains to the best that one can the essence of the Almighty Himself, that He is Echod, He is one, that He's Mamsi Kol HaMatzias, He is the source of all creation, and so forth. So in Perek Beis, he writes as follows: Okel Anichbon Vahaneira Hazer. This great God, this great Creator, mitzvah le'avoy, it's a mitzvah to love Him, u'le'yira'esai, and to fear Him. Shneamar, as it states, v'yo'afte es Hashem elekecho, v'neamar es Hashem elekecho tiro. He brings both mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah to love Him, and it's a mitzvah to fear Him. And each one has its own individual source in the Torah. And how does one come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to fear Him? When a person will give thought to his acts, to Hashem's acts, uberuav hanifloim hagdolim, and to His enormous, wondrous creations, and he will see in that such wisdom that is infinite, has no limitation. Miyad hu ohev u'mishabeach u'mefayer u'misave tav gedola. Immediately he will love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will praise Him, and he will long for to know Leida Hashem Agodl, to know this great God. Kimeshoma David, and this is what David said, Tzoma nafshi lelekim lekel chai, that my soul thirsts to come close to Hashem. Ukishimachashe bedvorim ha'elu atzmon. Now that was the Abba, the love. But he says, when one is thinking of these things, a second thing happens. Miyadu nirtel achurav. Just like he longs to come close to Hashem with a great love, immediately he trembles and jumps back. V'yivchad. And he becomes afraid. V'yadeh shehu ber yektano. And he realizes what a small creature he is. Shefola afela, a low, dark creature. Omedes bidas kala meuta, who stands with almost no intellect, lifnei tomim deos, before a giant whose intellect encompasses all of creation. Kimeisha Omar David, and this David also expressed, Ki ere shomecho maase etzbeisecho ma enesh kisiskaremo, that when I look towards the heavens, which are the works of your fingers, who is man that you should even, he's even worth to make mention of? So the Rambam here reveals to us three principles. Firstly, there's a mitzvah, a positive commandment to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, es Hashem Elokecha tiro. But that fear is not the fear that we were speaking about before. That's not the fear that if you do not serve Hashem, something will happen to you, or you will lose your reward. But that's a fear which is known as Yiras Gedulasei V'Reima Mosei. It's a fear of His great and mightiness. And this is an enormous level. And when we refer to a Avoda Miyira, to serve Hashem from fear, which is not a good level, not the ultimate level, that's the other fear that we mentioned. But this fear is a mitzvah, is lishma, is l'shem shemayim, this is for the sake of heaven, and this is from the highest level possible. That's the first principle that we see from the Rambam. Second principle we see from the Rambam, that this fear only comes mitech ava, from loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Rambam explains, how do you come, he says, there are two mitzvahs, to fear Hashem and to, to love Hashem and to fear Him. He says, how do you come to these two mitzvahs? How does one come to both love and fear Him? So he says, by studying and recognizing the gedulais, habeira, the greatness of the Creator, that we have here a creation. We have a creation of an entire world, of heavens, of oceans, of mountains, of millions upon millions of creatures. When a person starts to think of these things, and to think of who created all of this, immediately, he says, he longs for this Creator, and he comes to the level of Avas Hashem. And then he says, "Ukishemachashiv b'dvorim eilatzmon miyad hu nirtel achurav." And then from there comes a fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not of the fear of the punishments, not the fear that he'll lose the reward, a fear of who he's standing before, and how he compares to this Creator. So we see that you come to this Yireh only through Ava. And then we see a third principle from the Rambam. And that is, it's not two levels. Rather, it's two parts to one level. They're inseparable. If a person will come to true Avas Hashem, then there will be part and parcel of that, of Yiras Hashem. If he will not come to Avas Hashem, then he will not be able to come to Yiras Hashem. Because the Rambam groups this all in one halacha. He says it's a positive commandment to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to fear Him. And how do you achieve this? And he explains. And he says from here comes one level which immediately spawns the second level, and then you have it. So they are inseparable. According to this, wherever the sages say that the serving of Hashem me'avo is greater than the serving of Hashem me'yira, they're referring to this level. The Avas Hashem, which has in it the Yiras Hashem. And the Yiras Hashem that they're speaking about, which is a lower level, now that's a low level where the person is only interested in what's good for himself. If he'll get a reward, or if people will call him a Talmud Chochem, or if people will call him that he's a very frumayid, or if he's afraid that he won't get his reward. He says, that's not serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Shalei Lishmo. This is what we see from the Rambam. Now let's carry on. The Rambam says, since, how does a person come to these enormous levels? By trying to understand the creation. Now when we speak of the creation, understanding the creation, we're talking of science, of mathematics, or geography. There's more to understanding the creation. That's the basic physical creation. But then there's more. There's astronomy. The sages refer to our physical world as the Olam HaTachton, the lower world. There's another world also, the Olam HaEmtzoi, the middle world. And that's the world of the sun and the moon and the planets and the stars. So we're talking about that also. But there's more to that. That's still part of the physical world. It's a different type of physical world, but still part of it. There's also the Olam HaElyon, the higher worlds. And just because we cannot see what's there doesn't mean that it's not there. It wasn't long ago before there were billions upon billions upon billions of stars that we couldn't see. But yet they were there. In the higher worlds is a world where there's no matter whatsoever. Now, the Rambam says, he says, "Lefi advarim ha'ela," because how do you come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how do you come to fear Him, is by understanding His creation. Therefore, ani mevarer klolim gedalim. Therefore, I will explain great principles and great fundamentals and great secrets. Mimaisa ribeina olamim. Of the Creator and of His creation. Kideshia pesach lemevin. In order that this should be an entry for one to understand and to come le'ayv es Hashem to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like our sages say, that the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes in proportion to how much you understand He and His ways. And then the Rambam goes on a great elaboration to explain many principles and many fundamentals of the universe. But again, when the Rambam speaks of the universe, he's speaking of the entire universe, the entire creation, the Olam HaTachton, our world, the Olam HaMtzoi, the middle world, the Olam HaElyon, the highest worlds. What does Rambam speak about? He explains the enormous creations which we have in our world and the creation of man. And this he categorizes as a guf imatsura. This means a spirit, a life, but that's placed in a physical body, in physical matter. Then he goes on to explain the higher level. This level, the first level, that physical matter is subject to change. So that's why we find that people grow, they mature, then they wane, and then they die. It's a higher level, the Olam HaMtzoi, middle universe. That's also where there's a tzura, there's life, there's a spirit, and it's also enveloped by matter, by a body, but that matter and body is unchangeable. In all of the thousands of years of the universe, that has not changed. That remains the same. And then he goes on to elaborate, to explain great fundamentals in that area. And then he says there's a third area, and that's the Olam HaElyon, the highest level. And that's a level where there's a tzura beleguf. There's life, there's spirit, but it's not enveloped in any matter, in any body. And that's the world of what we would call the world of the spirits, the world of the angels. And there the Rambam categorizes, there are 10 levels, zu lemala mizu. 10 levels of angels. Each one has a different name. There's Malochim, there's Efanim, there's Chayes, and so forth. Each one has a different name. And each one has a different name because each one is higher than the other. Ad Kisei HaKovet, until the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's as far as the universe goes. Because from there on forward is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, which the whole universe came from. And he elaborates in this because, he says, through the studying and the understanding of the creation and of the laws of the creation, you will understand the Creator. And then you will come to Avas Hashem and to Yiras Hashem, the Yiras Reimamash. Where does that fear come from? Someone who's standing very, very far away from the ocean doesn't fear the ocean. But a sailor in the middle of the ocean, he knows what the ocean is. You're standing far away from a volcano, you don't fear it. But when you're by it, or an enormous mountain, then you see what it is. Those who are closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have the greatest fear because they will recognize his greatness. On an incidental level, the Rambam goes through great elaborations and great depths in this. But on an incidental level, the Rambam, in these parokim, at the end of Perek Beis and at the end of Perek Dalet, says as follows. He says, Dvorim elu shomaru binyan zeh bishnei parokim elu. What I have explained in the first two chapters, kimeitipa min hayam heim. He says that's a drop in the ocean of what one should explain here. But I'm only coming just to open up the subjects. And this is what is called, he says, what is in the first two chapters is what is called Maisa Merkova. Sages refer to this as the Maisa Merkova, the chariot of Hashem. Our early sages have commanded that one shall not expound, one shall not teach this except one-on-one. And you teach this only to a chacham u'mevin midaita, only to someone who's extremely wise and he can understand this by himself. When he can do that, then meishrin le'reishis parokim, you give him just the beginnings of each subject. Umaydina say shemet min hadover. You give him just a little. Umaybin midaita, and then he will understand himself. The rest, if he's capable. If he's not, then he will not understand it, and better. Biyode seif hadover ve'emke. But he will understand, if he's capable, its depth. This, he says, the Rambam writes, is enormous depth. And not everyone, now the Rambam is speaking of the greatest sages, not everyone is capable of carrying this, of understanding it. And this is what Shlomo HaMelech said, King Solomon said, Kvosim lil b'shecho. It's a posik in Mishlei. Sheep are used for your garments. What is he telling us? Sheep are used for your garments. In other words, you take sheep and you make wool from it, and you make garments. I need Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, in his wisdom to tell me that. Kachomru hachomim bepirish moshel zeh. The hachomim said this was a parable. He was telling us something great. And what was he telling us? Dvorim shehein kifshenei shel elam yu levashecha. That which is kifshenei shel elam, that which is concealed. The kvosim, if it's with a sin, if the nekud is on the left side, it means sheep. If the nekud is on the right side, it means kvoshim, that what is concealed. So this is what he's telling us. That what is concealed from the person, the concealed wisdoms of the Torah, should be for your garments, for you alone. L'chol evatcho, v'al tidrei sheisham l'rabim. Do not expound them, they're not for public knowledge. When you do teach it, it must be taught to an individual who can understand it himself, and only one-on-one. And this is also what he meant when he said, it is like the Torah is like honey and milk, which is beneath your tongue, under your tongue. What does it mean, under your tongue? That is as sweet as honey and is as nourishing as milk, and this refers to the greatest secrets of the Torah, keep them under your tongue. Tachas l'shencho. So that's what the Rambam writes on the first two chapters. Then he goes further, comes down a bit, and then at the end of Perek Daled, he writes as follows. B'inyonei arba prokim elu, shebachomesh mitzvus elu. The four chapters which I have just written, that's the first two and the second two. And he says that this is the first two are called Maisa Merkova, the chariot. The second two are called Maisa Bereishis, the creation. Heim she'achomim rishenim kori, and he says they encompass five mitzvahs. They encompass to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anechi Hashem Elokecha, you shall not have other gods, to believe in the one God, to the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the love and the fear for Him. Chachomim Rishenim Koinin, they say Pardes. The sages refer to this study as the Pardes. The Pardes is an orchard. And this is what the Gemara means when it states, four entered the Pardes. Modern Masechta Chagiga tells us that four of the greatest Tanoim, of the greatest sages we had, entered the Pardes. They went into the orchard to taste from it. And even though they were the greatest of Yisrael, v'chachomim gedelim, lo hoyu, lo kulam hoyu ben keach leido lahasi kol advorim aburim. Even these four were not capable. Tragedy happened to all three, to three of the four. One went out of his mind, one died, one became an atheist. It was only one that was Nichnas Bisholem V'yotze Bisholem, and that was Rabbi Kiva. Vani Aimer, and therefore the Rambam says, Shein roi l'tayl b'padus, elamish nizmalei kreisa lechem abosar. And therefore the Rambam says that, I say, that one should not delve into this until he has filled his stomach with bread and meat. Lechem abosar, and what's the bread and the meat? Uleida osa ba'amuta ki yetza b'mishara mitzvahs. That's the studying of all of the laws of the mitzvahs of the Torah. Because the pardes, the orchard, that should go after the meal, not before the meal. If you go into the orchard before the meal and you make a meal out of it, you'll get sick. So he says the same thing here. He says, first you have to learn the basic Torah and mitzvahs. What are the basic Torah and mitzvahs? He says, Afal pishet vorim eilu dova kotten, koren esei chachomim, sharei omru chachomim dova godl, maise makove dova kotten, avais de baivarova. The basic mitzvahs of the Torah is the Chumash, the Nach, the Mishnah, and the Gemara. All of the discussions of Abai Barova. And the Gemara says on that, that was a Dover Kotten, that's a small thing. So he says it's not a small thing. But compared to the Pardes, to the wisdom of the Pardes, it's small. See, there's a Gemara in Masechta Sukkah. It's brought two places where it states that Rabbi Yechonman, Hillel had 80 disciples. And his greatest was Yenison ben Uziel. Kotni Shebakulam, the smallest was Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. And it says Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai studied the entire Torah. He left over nothing. And it says even the Dover Kotni and the Dover Godel. Moses says, what is the Dover Kotni? What is the Dover Godel? What is something small? What is something great? Dover Kotni was the Shas, Bai Varoba. Dover Godel was the Pardes. So he says, first you have to learn the Dover Kotni. The Chachomim called the Dover Kotni, not that it's small, but compared to the Pardes. Afa pikein hein roin lahagdimon. This is what you must learn first. Shemi yashvin daito shalodim tchila, because this is what matures a person. The Pirush, the commentary, says it would be like taking a little infant and feeding him bread and meat. He has to eat things that his body can assimilate. Same thing with the mind and the same thing with the spirit. Ve'od she'em atova agdola she'ishbi'a korish bocho li'yishuv ha'ilam hazeh kedei linchol ha'ilam haboh. And this is the Torah and the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave for everyone to study. And here they learn how to walk in this world, and from there they'll come to the next world. Ve'af shish yodem ha'kol, and everybody, he says, can study the Torah. Kotn godel ish v'isho ba'leiv rocha ba'leiv kotzer, whether it's a young person, an older person, a very intelligent person, or someone who's not so intelligent, or a man or a woman, everybody can find something in the Torah for them. So these four prokim that the Rambam is saying, and the more one learns, the closer he the more he understands HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the more he understands HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the closer he'll come to him. And the closer he'll come to him, the more he'll love him. And the more he'll love him, the more he'll fear him, because he will recognize Gedulasa, his enormous greatness. He says, but this has to start where it's supposed to start. That's what the Rambam writes after he writes these four prokim. It's interesting to note that around town, every once in a while, we see someone's giving shurim on Kabbalah. And people want to learn Kabbalah. I don't know what kind of joke that's supposed to be. See, I really don't know what kind of joke that's supposed to be. Because Kabbalah is the Pardes. And even the Gdeli Hador were afraid to go near it, many of them. We lived in St. Louis. And there, the Rav of St. Louis, he actually came from a Hasidic dynasty, but was a great Gaon. And he had smicha from great gedalim in Europe. He had a massive library. Thousands and thousands of svarim. And he knew where everyone was. And he almost could tell you what was in most of them. And I remember I brought a group of talmidim once to his home to speak and learning with him. And they were looking at his library. And way in the corner, he had ladders. Way in the corner was a very, very old set of svarim. So they asked him, what's that? These were American kids. You know, what's that? So he says, that's svarim on Kabbalah. So he said, well, why does the rabbi keep them way up there? He says, because I have plenty to learn down here. This is what he said. I have plenty to keep myself busy here. That's why I keep them way up there. And this was always the derech. So this is what the Rambam is talking about. To give you a little example, now here the Rambam is explaining the universe at the three levels, right to the Kisei HaKovod, to the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even close to the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I once saw pictures of a notebook that Albert Einstein had written. And again, I once saw pictures of a notebook that Sir Isaac Newton had written. What do you think was in there? Page after page after page, endless pages of just calculations, of numbers and calculations, pages and pages and pages and pages. Now, would you take that with someone that does not know addition or subtraction or multiplication and study it with them? And Sir Isaac Newton said, I am like a child that's throwing stones into the ocean. That's what I know of the universe. And he was speaking of the physical universe. And Albert Einstein said, and these two, Albert Einstein and Sir Isaac Newton, there was once a comparison that Albert Einstein was the greatest scientist since Sir Isaac Newton. So, I mean, we're speaking about top class. Albert Einstein said, when they asked him after he came through with his universal findings and solutions that universalized the whole modern world, without him, it would be a different world. You could scrap the space program. You could scrap the communications. This is all built on him and on Isaac Newton and others. So when they asked him, now we understand what's going on up there, the universe. He says, I'll give you an example. He says, before, it was like looking out of the window to the stars. Now we understand so much more, it's like going on the roof of your house and looking at the stars. This is the example he gave. They have found with all of the high tech today that there are billions of galaxies, each one having billions upon billions of stars that they didn't even know existed. Now this is without touching the higher levels. The Rambam is going into the higher levels also, and that's Kabbalah. Okay, now, coming back to what we were speaking about, the Rambam repeats what he says. At the end of Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam again reiterates. He says, Bizman sha'adam mizbainin bedvorim ha'elu, u'makir kol ha'bruim. When a person will give thought, deep study, to what we have written here, and he'll start to understand these creations, mimalach, all the way from the creations of the tzur b'leguf, a spirit without flesh, to the galgal, to the middle universe, where that's where you have a spirit with matter, but it's the type of matter that doesn't change. The Odom, or down to our part of the universe. Ki Yetzibo. V'yireh chochmosei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol ha'yetzurim v'chol ha'bruim. And he will see the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything. Because the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. A skin tissue. There was an enormous breakthrough in modern medicine in Israel a few years ago when they managed to reproduce, to create something that could serve as an artificial piece of skin. It didn't come to real skin, but an artificial piece of skin. Why was this such a breakthrough? This was never done before. Because unfortunately in Israel, they're constant at war, and they have to treat very serious burns. So they have to transplant skin. And this was hailed throughout the medical world, to create a piece of skin. Now, you see the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all of these creations. Meisif ava lemokim. This brings love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'titzma nafshoi, and his nefesh, his soul thirsts. V'yichma besorei leav amokim Baruch Hu, and where he wants to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then v'yiroya, immediately he comes with a fear. V'yifchad, and a tremble misiflusai vidalusai vikalusai from his own lacking. Who is he? Who am I? Kishiyari chatzmai le'echod mehagufis agdeishim agdolim. When he will measure himself up against those that are higher than him, higher in the universe. Mikolshkin la'achas mehatzuris atoris anifrodes min hagolmim shalin hiskaber b'golim klal. And certainly to try to compare himself to some of these brewing, these creations that are in the highest universe. V'yimtza atzmai shuki keli mole busha uklima rik v'chosar. And he realizes how small he is compared to the creator of the universe. So here this brings the mitzvah of Ava and the mitzvah of Yira. So this is the Yiras Hashem, which is the great level. The other was the person was doing it merely for himself. He wanted the reward, he wanted, didn't want the punishment, he wanted what people would say, and so forth. Where did the Rambam learn this from? The commentators on the Daf do not say, but we have a Gemara that's explicit like the Rambam. And that's a Gemara in Masech Tesetah. Gemara brings in Masech Tesetah at the beginning of Perek Shena, Dav Chov Zayin Seif Amud Beis. First, the Mishnah. The Mishnah has a discussion. Iyov. One Tana says that Iyov served HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'ava, with love. Another Tana says, no, he didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with love, but he served him with yira, with fear. And there Rashi explains, fear of punishment. Daigis aperonias. At the end of the Perek, which is on Daf Lamed Aleph, Remeir comes along. And the Remeir says as follows. Remeir Eimer. Nema Yirah Lekim be Iyov, and Nema Yirah Lekim be Avraham. In Iyov, Job, it says at the beginning, right at the beginning of the Sefer, Ish Haya be Eretz Utz Iyov Shemai. There was a person who lived in the land of Utz, and his Iyov was his name. Vayayishahu Tom v'Yoshar. He was a person who was upright, totality, v'Yirei Elokim, and he feared Hashem. V'Sor Meiro. He feared Hashem. So the Remeir comes along and he says, it states that Iyov feared Hashem. And by Avraham it also says that he feared Hashem. This is by the Akedah which we mentioned, by the sacrificing of Yitzchok. The angel came and said, Ato yodati ki yerea elekim ato. I know now that you fear Hashem. Ma yerea elekim oma be Avraham. The fear that Avraham had was me ava, came from love. Af yerea elekim oma be Iyov me ava. The fear that Iyov had also came from love. How do we know the fear that Avraham had came from love? Avraham gufa min olam, because it states in Yeshayahu, Mem Aleph, Zera Avraham ohavi. The seed of Avraham, who was my beloved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Avraham my beloved. So we see that he served HaKadosh Baruch Hu with love. Rashi brings in Yeshayahu, on that posuk, why did Hashem call Avraham my beloved? So Rashi says, Shalehi kirani miteich teichocha v'limud aveisov. How did Abraham know me? How did he know me? He didn't know me because I brought punishment on him, because I rebuked him, or because his fathers taught him. He had no father to teach him. How did he know me? He knew me through love. Abraham was the one who studied the whole universe. And by studying the whole universe, he recognized the creator of the universe. And from there he came to a great love. So it states that Abraham was the Ohavi, he was the beloved. And it states, Yirei Elokim, the angel said, you fear Hashem. Now, where did that fear come from? The Gemara says, Miteich Ava. There was a fear that came from the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, the Meir wants to say that since it uses the same expression by Iov, Yirei Elokim, it was also from love. Rashi explains, what does it mean, a fear from love? That's a fear not from Daigis Haperonius, not because you're afraid of what will happen to you, but from Yiras Haremamos Vigdulosei. But when you stand near someone who is so great and mighty. So here we have explicitly what the Rambam is telling us, that you can have a fear which is a self-centered fear, and that's a madrega pchusa, that's a very low level. But then you can have another fear that comes from Ava, from the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you came so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you fear because of his greatness. And that was the fear of Avraham that came from Ava. And the Remeir wants to say that was by Iov also. By Iov was a discussion. But the Remeir says it by him also. So there we have a wonderful source to the Rambam. And right, then the Gemara brings what we mentioned, that when a person serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu from love, that will protect his generations for 2,000 generations, while from fear only 1,000 generations. So there Rashi explains, because there we're speaking about the fear, the low level of fear, the Madrega Pachusa. Then the Gemara tells us another thing. Gemara says, brings a story. It states, Hanu Trei Talmidei. There were two disciples. Daviyasme Kamei de Rova. They were sitting in front of Rova. Chad Omalei Ekrein Bechalamoi. Each one had a dream the night before. One said that in my dream, I saw the following posuk, the following sentence. It's the posuk in Tehillim. Mor av tuvcha asher tzofanto l're'echa. What great goodness there is for those for which you have concealed for those who fear you. Had Omar, and the other one said, in my dream, I saw a different posuk. What did I see? This is another posuk in Tehillim. The first one was in Perek Lamed Aleph. This is in Perek Hei. He said, V'yismachu kol chesei boch le'elam yiraneinu. All of those that seek refuge in you will have enormous joy and song. V'ya'altzu b'cho o avei shemecho. And those that love you will give forth with joy. So one saw that the greatness that you have concealed for those who fear you. And the other saw that how much joy there'll be for those who seek refuge and for those that love you. So he answered him and he said, Omalahu Trefchaya Rabbonin Tzadike Gomor. He says, both of you are total tzadikim. You're both fully righteous. Osin mar me'avo, mar me'ira. Mar me'avo, mar me'ira. One of you serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu from love, and one of you serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu from fear. Now, what is meant in that Gemara? Because if it's speaking about the lower level of fear, so firstly, why does he say he's a tzaddik gomer? That's not a total tzaddik. And secondly, why should we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has concealed such goodness for those who fear him? So he must be speaking of the greater level of fear. So then why do we say that one served from love and one served from fear? We said they're both part of the same motivation, of the same serving. So from here we see something else. We see that to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that must be through the Avas Hashem, through loving him. And that will bring to the fearing of him. But then, there are those that will emphasize the love of Hashem, and there were those who will emphasize the fear of Hashem. But both come from this supreme level. A person will understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his love will grow for him. As his love grows for him, he will see more of him, he will fear him. This is the supreme level. But not everyone will react the same way. Some will have a greater motivation from the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and others will have a greater motivation from the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, one saw in his dream, how great is the goodness that you have concealed for those who fear you. And the other saw, those who love you will always speak in great joy. Now with this we understand something else, because it states that Abraham served HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically from love, but Yitzchak served HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically from fear. He was the Amud Ayira, the pillar of fear. Twice in the Torah, when they refer to the God of Abraham, they said Elokei Abraham, the God of Abraham. When they refer to the God of Yitzchak, they said Pachad Yitzchak, the fear of Yitzchak. Yitzchak saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a fear. Now, it was not the lower level. It was the supreme level. He was so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that to him it was a terror, a fear. But each one came to both of these levels. But the emphasis was different. And that's why one was considered the pillar of love and the other the pillar of fear. The Gemara brings in Masechta Shabbos in Perek Bama Malikim Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Gemara says that in the Sefer Kehelis, which Shlema Melech wrote, the sages wanted to conceal it because they didn't like what was written there. He starts to speak badly about the whole world, and what is the purpose of this, and what is the use of this, and so on. Until finally, when they came to the end of the sefer, of that sefer, then, now, and also they found many contradictions. But so why didn't they conceal it? Because tchilase divrei Torah v'sefer divrei Torah. Because they saw that in the beginning was Torah and in the end was Torah. What was in the beginning? Shlomo HaMelech said, "Ma'yisen la'odem b'chol amolei shi'yamol tachas Hashemesh." What worth is all of the labor of man that he labors beneath the sun? So what does he mean? He means that labor that a person does beneath the sun, that refers to this world alone, the lower level of the universe, that will have no value. But if it's labor that has to do Kedem HaShemesh in the higher levels of the universe, that will have value. And that's referring to his Torah and mitzvahs. And then, what did he say at the end? Sof dover akol nishma, es elekim yeroa, ves mitzvahis of shemor, ki ze kol odom. He says, after all is said and heard, the main underlying purpose of man is to fear Hashem and to guard his mitzvahs. And this is kol ha'odom. This is all of man. And that's where the Gemara brings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in order that man should fear him. Le'bora HaKadosh Baruch Hu elamai. That people should fear him. The Maral explains why is this? And what is the difference between the level of Ava and the level of fear at where we're speaking? He says, the level of loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings you very close to him. But if two people love each other, this is a bond. So therefore, when you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it creates a bond. But the two people are still separate entities. They are two entities joined together. This is the power of Ava. He says the power of Yireh, though, we're speaking of the supreme power, is higher. Why? Because when we fear the Almighty because of His enormity, because of His greatness, and we realize that we are nothing compared to Him. That's what is known as an isbatlus. No longer are there two entities, but the creation emerges with the Creator. Since the creation and all of the creations have come from the Creator, and He sustains them and He maintains them. So when a person realizes this, he becomes part and parcel of the Creator Himself. And this is an illustration of an Eved Bifnei Melech, of a servant in front of his king. The servant in front of his king is not a situation of two separate entities with a bond between them. That's a situation where the servant belongs part and parcel to the king. This is the level of Yireh. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I created the world in order that my malchus, my kingship, should go throughout the whole world. And my kingship is entirely dependent on the creation subjecting themselves to me. When they subject themselves to me, that gives stronger substance to my malchus, to my creations. What would happen if you had a king and his servants rebelled? It's finished the king. There's no kingdom. What would happen if you had a king and the servants were independent, totally independent? It's also, it's no kingship. So what is the kingship dependent on? The strength of the kingship and the enormity of the king. Of the servants subjecting themselves to the king in totality. And this gives strength and vigor to the Malchus, to the kingship. And this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He created the world in order that he could project his Malchus over all of the creations. So this is dependent if the creations will subject themselves to his Malchus, to his kingship. Therefore it states, and this is based on a pasuk in Mishlei, where it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in order that they shall yirel milfonai, they shall fear him. When we fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not because we're worried about the consequences, but because we see his enormity and he encompasses the entire creation and all of the creations, so then we blend into him. The more, the greater, Berev Am Hadris Melech, the greater the followers, the greater the king becomes. Then we become not only the level of two entities bonded together, the level of Ava, but the level of Yira, of that Yira, a total isbatlus. This was the level of Yitzchok, because Yitzchok, the Gemara says, can have a claim that none of the other Aves of the patriarchs could. He could say, everybody else served HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I gave my actual life to him, where I became part of him. I returned my soul to him. This is the returning of the person to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And that's why it states, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kol ma shebora HaKadosh Baruch Hu lebora ele lichvedai. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, he created for his honor. Because when they all sing his praises, they're giving honor to their creator. If they do not sing his praises, that's lo yele elohim acherim. They're going off in other directions, they're serving other gods. That's as a kingdom that has rebelled against the king. But whatever he created and he places his stamp on it, they are all singing his praises. Whatever he created for his honor. And then it states on Israel particularly, Amzu Yotzartiv, Tihilose Yisaperu, I created in particular Israel because they will be the ones that will sing my praises more than any other nation. Because the nations will go off in other directions. They rebel. Klal Yisrael will go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they will sing his praises. They're supposed to direct the rest of the world. This brings power to his Malchus. This is why he created the people in order that they shall fear him. So these are the levels. We had one level of Yireh, which is a lower level. And that's called Shalei Lishma. That's actually self-centered. That's the person is doing what he's doing for his own sake. And that is brought Shalei Lishma. That's not for the sake of heaven. And that is good to start someone off with. But the ultimate levels is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the love of Hashem. And that's only by getting to know him and through the eyes of his Torah and his universe can we come to that. Then it comes even to a greater level of that where we see how great he is and we realize what we are. Then we realize that we are part of him and we blend into him. Then he becomes the king of the universe. This is the Yira. Rosh Hashanah is a time for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. States then he comes back to the world to judge the world because it's the anniversary of the creation of the world. He was the creator then. And this is why on Rosh Hashanah we emphasize so much HaMelech HaKodesh, HaMelech HaMishpat. He ascends the throne of kingship. And this is why we are obligated, in particular at the time of Rosh Hashanah, to sing his praises, to come back to him, where we can see his greatness and serve him and become part of him. We should all be zeicher to have a ksiva v'chasima tova, a very, very good year for Kol Yisrael, a year of life and shalom.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.